Welcome to Hospitality Daily. I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie. In previous episodes, we've heard from Scott Curran, Chief Operating Officer of Renison Hotels, which owns and operates hotels around California that are all in the top tier of guest satisfaction in their respective brands. I wanted to understand more about the culture they've developed that earns these impressive guest reviews. So I drove down to Daly City, just south of San Francisco, to meet with Talia Manzo, General Manager of the Hilton Hampton Inn. Talia has quickly progressed up the ranks of leadership within the organization to her current role as General Manager today. And I asked her what she's learned about creating a culture of providing great hospitality from the president of Renison Hotels, Garrett, as well as Scott, whom she worked with previously at the company's Hilton Garden Inn Napa property.
Scott and Garrett have treated every single team member like family. I mean, they come by and they shake your hand. They ask about your family. They remember if you had a dog or not. And they consistently keep up with you. And you don't see that everywhere else at any other establishment that I've worked for. And so I think that it's made a huge difference in how I see work and how I see being there. It's if it comes from the ownership, they're treating me like family. It makes me want to treat my guests like family and everybody who I'm around with. They set that safe place and that at the same time, it's a professional setting. And it's been really nice to have that support. He always made it very clear that if there was anybody who made us feel uncomfortable or who yelled at us, or you don't have to allow that behavior. And there's ways to go around it. And so just being able to, instead of meeting them at that crazy level of like anger or stress that the guest is at, whatever their issue is, and just being able to tone it down, I think he lets you kind of feel within what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. And it's not like you just have to take everything that comes at you, because you don't have that. And knowing that he will also support you with whatever decision we make, I mean, he's always been our support backbone for that. Whether you make a mistake and you comp like six nights over something so small, and he might come back at you and say, you know what? I want to do that. For next time, let's talk about finding a better solution. Try this next time before you get to the six night comp or whatever that is. But he has never scolded, or you've never been yelled at. I've never seen that. We don't do that here. So it's nice to have that support and feel safe. I truly believe, just like I was taught and quickly absorbed this idea of like Garrett knows me, knows my family. Scott does the same thing. I do that with my team members. And it, just taking 5 minutes or sometimes longer to talk to your staff every day, doing rounds, just being a part of their personal life as well, and knowing that they have somebody else outside of their day-to-day at home, making them know that this is also home too. I know that they didn't always have that. And so it just, to me, I know that if I can bring whatever I had in Napa when I had worked with Scott every single day and just bring it here, then it would make it an overall a better place.
If you look at the success of the hotel under Talia's leadership, the results speak for themselves. It's a TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Award winner, and there are so many glowing reviews that come from a culture of an empowered team. What could you do to provide a culture of safety for your team? Hospitality Daily is brought to you by HotelOperations.com, my website that shows you how to empower your teams to deliver results. I just published a guide that shows how you can use LinkedIn to attract talent, tell your story, and create opportunities. Check it out at HotelOperations.com. And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.